League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Now that we're all back nestled in between John and Lance in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, let's try not to make it creepy this time, okay? Eyes up here. It's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Oh my gosh, what? Get Steven in here right away. We got... You got the news update?
Not right now.
You don't have that. Yeah. Okay. Dell's always got it handy just in case there's breaking news.
Right,
breaking news.
Ahead.
I'll do it for you. That's it. Yeah. Steven, what's going on? Give us breaking news.
I have breaking news for you, John. This is very important. Last night, there was a Coors Light 18-wheeler that crashed into a Popeyes. And I think it was in Brooklyn. And I need to know, which would you loot first, the beer or the chicken?
Oh, right now? Would you loot beer while you're on Lent and then stash it? Or would you get the immediate benefit of the chicken now?
I'd get the immediate benefit of the chicken.
Would you also grab biscuits?
Yes, but I see. Here's the problem with Popeyes. They don't have butter. I mean, I love their biscuits, but they got to be buttered. You can't have a biscuit without butter on it. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry.
Well, if
about
you
that.
Butter the top, it's
but
still...
they and it's always like and they, or they have those little butter ones and they're rock hard because they're in the freezer. Yeah. Yeah. That not it's not. Listen.
So you want Popeyes to now start serving
Popeyes.
Some whipped butter for you?
I want yeah.
Sir, would you prefer the whipped butter or this is actually a little bit of ghee? If you just in case
no,
you're vegan, we
ghee.
Have a ghee.
I just want butter. Thank you. Yeah, that's fine. I just don't want to be able to whip it off somebody's head and take out an eye. That's what I.
Are you willing to fight if you're going to go loot Popeyes? Are you? I've seen some hellacious fights. Now, mostly it was over the chicken.
Well,
sandwich.
But the chicken sandwich was so overrated.
It was good.
There's
I don't
nothing better than a Popeyes.
People smashing playing four bumper
piece,
cars.
A Popeyes 4-piece spicy chicken. There's nothing better.
3-piece bean and rice. Red beans and rice, 3-piece, red beans and rice, spicy.
Oh, their fries are good, too.
Biscuit. Their fries are good.
Yeah, fries are good, too.
Actually.
Yeah. And right now, I would go Popeyes. I might go Popeyes all the time, too, because I'll just call Donnie Faust. Hey, send me some Coors Lights.
You want free Coors Light, too?
Of course I do.
Man of the people.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'm
they're sitting there struggling.
I'm just a regular guy.
People
I need free stuff. I need free stuff.
But regular people can't get free stuff.
Yeah.
No, what do we always say? Who asked for free stuff the
most? If I had
money,
I would pay for stuff.
Who?
I'm just a regular guy.
Who are the people who get the most free stuff? Who do we say that is? Wealthy people, people who can pay for it.
Those people, but me, I'm just a poor one of the poors, and I'm just a man of the people.
Never forget my flight in a jet out of Houston to get away from a hurricane that never hit us.
That wasn't mine.
Contraflow was a mother.
It wasn't mine.
It took my wife 14 hours to get to Austin.
And who was giving the dog the water?
Jeremy Foster was giving Gordo, my boxer. We had only so much, and it was like almost 100 that day. We're getting out of Houston. You have no idea if you're going to. Luckily, I had enough gas. And we stopped for a second. I'm just thinking, man, if something goes wrong, you know, we got to have water. And all of a sudden, and he's poured. The water that I had, he's poured it into like a makeshift bowl or something, into a cup, and he's given it to my dog who's in an air-conditioned car. Jeremy, what are you doing, dummy?
It's so funny. Well, I'm not going to tell that story.
Oh, kind of producer. I don't know what he was.
So we flew out of here.
Still on SOS.
We went up to Dallas.
By the way, it is all AT&T. There's a couple of them that have outages.
Right.
It's trending on Twitter.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Maybe we're under attack. You don't know.
We could be under attack. Absolutely.
So we flew that thing. We flew up to Dallas, and Chad had his driver could drive up and meet us. And we went to Del Frisco's, and we were trying to get refugee pricing. At Del Frisco in Dallas.
This has been a poor segment for you. Look at Sean.
And we were like, we're refugees.
You're not a refugee.
At Del Frisco's, they were like, I don't know if we can give you a discount.
We don't have refugee pricing. We're refugees. Oh, no. Where did you come from to get here? Houston. Oh, how long did it take to get here? Well, I hear the drive now is close to 18 hours. We flew in a jet.
Can you get my driver something,
Yeah, and my driver is also a refugee.
Oh, that was funny. We tried to get it, but we didn't. I don't think it succeeded.
I don't think you tried hard, hopefully.
All right, question for you. Do we need hockey here? I think the answer is yes.
I'm going to say no. I know it's not maybe popular, but.
Why not? I don't really care. You don't care, but I tell you this. If you go.
I like hockey.
Yeah.
We had a hockey team here.
Hockey
People
is
didn't support
so
it.
Cool.
No,
so cool.
Hockey's a lot of fun. Hockey prices are a little expensive.
Yeah, I know. Now, that said, I just went. Because Frankie wants to go to a game, so I was like, okay, I'm going to buy you tickets. And they were very reasonable. On Ticketmaster, the Devils aren't that great this year. They're in ninth place in the East, and so I was going to get
What's
a ticket.
What's reasonable?
I mean, you could have gotten a building for $30.
But what's reasonable getting a seat? Not getting
now,
a building.
Lower bowl is going to be a couple $100.
That's not reasonable.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
Well, on Ticketmaster.
For most people, that's an expensive ticket.
Yes. Yeah. No. Well, I mean, you're going to go sit in a good seat now at a.
What do you think is more expensive, the Rockets ticket or?
Rockets tickets are up there now.
And I'm going lower bowl. What do you think? Lower bowl.
You got to go to Ticketmaster, not. You can't go to a secondary site.
Well, Ticketmaster, you're going to pay outlandish.
No
extra.
Yeah,
prices.
You pay. Yeah, but you get. I think you get the regular pricing, but you get fees. Okay, I think on the other ones you don't get you're not getting regular.
So prices. I can get Rockets against the Suns for $91.
Yeah, see, on lower bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
No hockey.
94.
Hockey is a no. Actually, lower bowl was $130.
88, and this is an NBA product. Now you're not going to get in that little the perfect club level seats. I mean, that's going to be over $200, but you get really good seats for down lower bowl under $100 at simple seats. So I'm not saying that's a cheap ticket, but what I'm saying is hockey's a little bit expensive.
Yeah,
it's known for being more expensive.
No, it was $130 lower bowl. I mean, you were in the lower bowl. It was a little bit higher, but
who really like? I don't know that the base would
and
support.
That's, wait a minute, that's New York.
Yeah, but
that's
I don't know that we don't support our teams when they're not good. What if you have a hockey team that's not good? I get the initial. There'd be an initial push for the first 2 years. Is anyone going to go to a hockey
match?
Well,
it's funny. I never thought
hockey game if they're not good.
The Stars made it big. Now they won right away when they won right away, so they got a big following. But they're still doing it.
Big.
They haven't won since.
Stars hockey is a lot of. They have radio talk of Stars hockey. It's big in Phoenix.
Yeah,
it's big in other areas. We're just different. We can stop caring about stuff in a heartbeat. This whole city's like a big Gen X. It feels like. I'm just not that passionate about it.
Hockey is expensive. We don't have a history. Although we do have a history. It's older. The Arrows.
That we don't have a history. People who have been alive don't have a history of cheering for. And they're not the ones who are your target.
You want to go?
You know, they're not targets. You know, we had the Arrows here.
Yeah.
We had the Houston Arrows here.
They were fun.
And people went early on. They went to the match.
Yeah.
To the games.
But it's minor leagues don't make it here. NHL would make it here. NHL would make it here.
I mean, it would have to if you brought them here. I don't think it's going to come.
We have a lot of disposable income here. We have a lot of rich people.
Yeah, but
here.
Will they spend money on an NHL product? They wouldn't spend it on Astros when the Astros sucked. They weren't spending it on Texans when the Texans sucked.
You're talking about the two worst teams.
We're also talking about...
And the Rockets, they didn't support all that when they were the worst team.
And these are three majors. Hockey's not even in the same category.
But give them a little bit of hope in this city, everything makes it.
Would I want a good hockey team in this city? Sure.
Yeah.
But there's no guarantee of that. And look, it's no unless they're going to hit me with taxes to pay for a stadium, it's not really
What you're talking about with the Astros and the Texans and the Rockets was that they were the worst teams in their respective leagues. I mean the worst. The Astros were the worst. The Rockets were number one overall.
We're doing sports. Well, luckily
the
not
Texans
all.
Texans were the worst.
Luckily not all at the same time.
No, but even so, but I'm talking about when they were bad, they were the worst.
But if people,
so no wonder they weren't supported.
If people don't
but
know
now
the players.
Look at,
if people don't know the
people
players,
people are going to Rockets games again. People, Astros, forget about it. Texans, people are back. I mean, when you give people hope in this city, they will show up.
Yes.
If you're the very worst, no. But you know what? What city are they showing up for?
Well,
the very
they have
worst
to.
Team?
You have to do more than give them hope. You have to win. To get people really out.
I mean, the Rockets, people are showing up now, and they're not winning.
Showing up, they're showing up, but there's also still a lot of empty seats now. As they, when they fall off a little bit, it falls off too. I don't know. I don't think it. Look, it has no. It's no skin off my neck if they have a team here or don't have a team. It doesn't matter. I just don't know that they're going to get the support they need. That's my concern because I don't think this is a hockey town. People who are here who come from other cities may love hockey, and maybe Houston could become that. But, you know, they haven't embraced the Dynamo like you would hope they would. The Dynamo with a huge Mexican-American population, still aren't supported.
Again, that's
a Major League Soccer team.
No, it's not.
What do you mean?
No, it's not.
MLS.
It's not even close to the best league. Listen, in baseball, we got the best league. Basketball, we got the best league. Football, we got the best league. Soccer, that ain't
but
the best.
But how come it works in a lot of other cities?
It not like
things don't work in Houston like they work in some other cities.
No, that's not true. That absolutely does. It's not true.
Well, give me an example. Why
we don't support a league that's not the we don't support the Cougs because they're not the SEC. We don't support.
They're in the Big 12.
Now they are. But
they still don't get the support.
Well,
it's all Houston we're talking about.
But you know what? When they get into the Big 12, Texas and Oklahoma are leaving.
College is a bad example anyway. Because if you didn't go to U of H. If you're a Longhorn, you're not supporting the Cougs.
No.
If you're an Aggie, you're not supporting the
Cougs.
Baylor,
but the point being, it will be supported here. It absolutely will be. Look at when they went to Charlotte, when they went to Nashville, when they went to Vegas, when they went to Columbus. I mean, those people will embrace it.
Talking about a lot of teams that didn't have every single one of those. They don't have major sports. They don't have three major sports teams. Charlotte, Nashville, Vegas, those aren't major sports hubs.
Not Charlotte, I meant Nashville. Nashville, Vegas, and Columbus, yeah.
None of them have any professional, that's their professional team. Here, we're just like, eh. And that's what bothers me. Now, if we get it, great. I'll want them to be good, and hopefully I can get into it. I've gotten into the Premier League. Mostly I just follow my team, but I appreciate, and I do like, when I've watched hockey when I've been in the rink and when I've watched on TV, it is a fun. It's a fast sport. It's fun. It's more high scoring than it's ever been, which is beneficial, I think, to viewership. I think there has been a little bit of an uptick in hockey coverage since ESPN got back in it. I mean, they got their TV deal is better. I just have my doubts about because I've seen how fickle this city is, I just understand that's how we are. I'm never gonna. I don't complain about Houston being fickle. It's just Houston's fickle. And that's what it's going to be, and I'm not going to sit and complain. But you got to win in Houston to have a chance for people to come out and support you.
Absolutely.
Look at the Comets, the highest level of women's basketball, championships.
I'm not going to put that on NHL. I'm not putting that we didn't support a WNBA team at the beginning of the league. I'm not putting that on.
You want to bring them back? WNBA? Would you watch it? Would you be excited if the Houston...
If Caitlin Clark came here, I would.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Yes. That would be awesome. All right. Republic Boot. We are going to be there.
We're going to be there. There's going to be breakfast tacos from Valencia.
Yeah.
For 30. We've got that on Monday.
We've got, an open bar. How's that going to
be? Well, it's not...
It is open bar.
Yeah, but it's not... We're there from 7 to 10.
Yeah, but people...
Well, usually, I don't know if they're doing that at 9 in the morning. And most people, I don't know that I want somebody who needs an open bar at 8:30 in the morning. I'm not sure I want them there.
I do. Well, those are my people. Why are you not so prejudiced?
They're not. Not now they're not.
Racist.
Not now they're not. It's not. You can't be racist against people who drink at 9.
Yes, yes.
You are, and you're sober, so I don't think that counts.
I don't care. They're still my people.
Okay, but if you are somebody who wants, is this a spot? Can I go into it
yes.
for full? Good. Because if you are looking to get rodeo ready, why don't you just wait until Monday? Rodeo, we got the big kickoff on Tuesday. Come see us Monday at Republic Boot Company in the Heights. What you're gonna see on the shelves are the line of their line that they make of 1836 boots. These are rodeo ready boots that can be customized to your foot. They actually take, and the process is incredible. I'm like, how can you make it wider for wider feet? We've got a process. And I say, these are boots that are on the shelf? Absolutely. They've got some cool boots, big racks of them, different sizes that you need. They've got them ready to go. If you're Aggie Longhorn, they've done custom Astro stuff and Rockets and Texans. It's really awesome. Some of the top entertainers in country music in television have come down to have their boots made right here at Republic Boot Company. That's how renowned they are. The guy who is the custom bootmaker is considered one of the best in the entire country. But they've got rodeo ready hats. They can shape them for you. Belts. They've got bags. They've got shirts that look awesome. Jackets that are ready to wear right now. Make sure that when you are getting ready for the rodeo and you want boots that are going to last you a lifetime and that they will continue to repair for a lifetime if you ever have to have something done with the sole, it's Republic Boot Company every single time. RepublicBootCompany.com. You want a discount? Come see me and John on Monday. The station's going to be there starting at 7 a.m. We want you to come say hello to us, grab a breakfast taco, and get yourself some boots from Republic Boot Company.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, right where you belong.
You're the only one left of the Wayne family. This is where you belong.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Offensive Masterminds, running an outside zone on your intelligence. John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776.
A couple names for Dell and Sean's show that started yesterday and before Dell took a vacation today.
How about Dell starts a show and then goes on vacation? I mean, talk about
The Blacklist, Despicable D, Tyler Perry's Dell's Sports Show. Everything doesn't have to be Tyler Perry's. Everything doesn't have to be Tyler Perry's.
It does. Okay? It kind of does.
Little Ball of Hate. I mean, that's an obvious.
Yeah, that's one. That always.
Brian Zygo says people here. Now he's also a huge Dynamo fan. He said people here supported hockey. It was Les Alexander who didn't support hockey being at Toyota Center. See, I would tell you that people here supported the Dynamo too. Their support waned whenever they weren't at Toyota Center. So some of that can be true. Some of that can definitely be true.
Mm-hmm. Delius Rucker. No, that's not it. Del O Streets. No, that's not good. Snark Tank.
That might be a segment that we have. That's a good idea for a segment. Snark Tank.
I gotta tell Snark you, Tank. Snark Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snark Tank is really a good one.
Affirmative Action, cool. The Black Hour, The Temps, because he's gonna get fired.
I like Snark.
Granado sucks. No Pancake Zone. Nigerian Nightmare Hour. Okay. I was on a podcast yesterday. Fan Battle Sports. I was on.
Fan Babble?
Battle. Fan Battle.
Fan Battle. Okay. Who was it with?
Matt. Matt and I did a podcast. Yes, about 45 minutes. I retweeted it if you want to see it. We talked a lot. We talked a lot about the running back position. And here's a story. Here's a story by Pro Football Rumors. The position that the Texans are looking to bulk up this position group, and it's running back. One guy we haven't mentioned much is Austin Ekeler. We talked a little bit about him. I had him on my fantasy team, so I watched Austin Ekeler closely this year. I saw a lot of their games. And the Chargers just stopped using him. the Chargers just did not. I don't know whether or not his moaning in the offseason, his being and moaning in the offseason really turned the Chargers off to him, whether or not they didn't want him to have a big contract year. Whatever the case, but Josh Kelly got a lot of there's still room in the tank for Austin Ekeler to be a big back again. Not big, but a good back again.
The problem is he's not a full-time ball carrier. He's a hybrid. He gets his touches in different ways, and people have a hard time.
Why? He can run the football.
He can, but if you look at it over his career, he doesn't have high.
Well, I think that's carries. More of how they use him than.
But I think they use him to the best of his ability. Do you want to take him out of his catches? What do you think he averages more, per catch or per carry?
Oh, per catch, but anybody would.
Yeah, so I think that's why. But he can get open. Yeah. So don't you want to make sure you don't want to limit him from having catches?
No, but that's another good weapon for actually, you know, the running back position. How many catches did the running backs get this year?
But do you want to give Austin Ekeler, like, I get it. It's just hard to get behind giving running backs.
I think the year that Austin Ekeler had last year, you're going to get him at a bargain.
How many times does he run for 1,000 yards in your estimation?
In my estimation, how many times does I don't know that he ever has. I don't know.
None.
Yeah.
He hit 900 twice, 260, 554, 557, 530, 911, 915, 628. But the whole point of that is you hear those numbers, you're like, the guy has no business well, let's go to the receiving category, okay? Now when we get to receiving, he has had receiving yards, 279, 404, 993, 404, 647, 722, 536. He's had 30 receiving touchdowns and 39 rushing touchdowns. He is a factor out of the backfield. It's a big part of who he is. And teams just have a difficult time putting value on those guys. But he wouldn't be good for the Texans. Well, he'd be good. He's a good player, but he's not like, I don't think that's historically, that's not the type of player that this offense looks for.
Well, historically, we got D'Amico in his first year. So
No.
I don't care about historically.
No, Bobby Slowick. Like, this offense requires, you want somebody who's going to get you, who can get you 15 to 18 carries. If you look at how they've used running backs, that's how they've used them. You know, 15 to 18, you don't really split stuff out. You don't have a guy that you're not really passing. Now, if they want to change some things, they could. But once again,
the 49ers have used multiple backs before. So Christian McCaffrey gets the yeoman share.
A huge.
Yeah, but before that, they had the three-back system. I mean.
But mostly there's a reason they went and got McCaffrey, because to have somebody who is your guy.
You got one of the best players in football. Yeah.
They did that, but they also, he's a better fit.
I'm not sure he's available. Now, the question is, I mean, how much more is Josh Jacobs going to cost you than an Austin Ekeler would?
Well, I don't think.
I think probably more than double.
But it has to start with offensive fit. It has to start that way.
Well, I don't know that he's not a fit, though. I don't know that he's. I mean, you're just assuming Ekeler? He's not a fit.
No, he's not a one cut. I mean, he can do some of it, but he's not. I mean, he's just as valuable as a receiver than runner, and that's not really what this offense is based on. They want it to tank. They want it to the tight end, and they want it to. Well, frankly, maybe a second wide. Like, how many catches would Austin Ekeler get? If you've got Tank, let's say you got Brian. Let's say in the first round you got Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah.
So if you got Tank, Brian Thomas Jr. and Nico, and then you bring back, for example, if you did a deal with your tight end, there's not a lot of catches for Ekeler. He loses value. The only way he's valuable is if you use him out of the backfield.
Well, he got all of those catches with Williams and Keenan. Allen, I mean, he still was able to. There's plenty of ball to go around.
They didn't have a running game. Like, their stuff isn't built on run first, play action. You know, being able to work off play action.
You know,
and they don't win. They don't win like we do.
Yeah,
okay. Like, we're winners.
That's true.
And the Chargers are losers.
Yeah, we're 1 year in a row. Since Arian Foster. Name the 1,000-yard rushers for the Houston Texans.
Oh, man. I mean, Lamar Miller had to have done it 2 or 3 years.
Lamar Miller did it once.
He actually did? That was a joke.
No.
Lamar Miller hit 1,000
yards?
Yeah,
hit 1,000.
Is the game over, or are we still playing?
No, you got one more.
Not Motor. Damien didn't get there. Motor, Damien, Steve Slayton?
That is not correct. Not since Arian Faulkner.
God, who were our running backs after, during the dark period? I don't even know.
It would be Carlos Hyde.
Hyde got to 1,000?
Carlos Hyde got to 1,000.
Do you know Bill O'Brien tried to, he thought he had me when he was arguing with me at the media event,
mm-hmm.
where I was asking, why did you take David Johnson's contract on when you could, you know, I said, you guys are, with all due respect, you guys are, you know, you can find somebody at that position. And he goes, yeah, you mean like Carlos Hyde? And like, he thought he was getting me like, yeah, we found somebody in Carlos Hyde. Yeah. So see, yeah, we can. I was like, yes.
Then why did you do
that? Yes, exactly. Just like Carlos Hyde. I said, why did you, because I know there was a deal. And then he was able to, and I let him off the hook accidentally. Cause I said, exactly. They were waving Carlos Hyde. You were waving Rankins. That, remember that offensive lineman from Mississippi State? And then they rescinded their waves so they could trade each other the players. And he goes, I don't know about that. Wait, these guys were getting waived. So you're telling me these guys were waived? I don't know. Maybe you know the waiver wire better than I do about what we were doing. I don't know. So he's trying to deflect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you found Carlos Hyde. He got 1,000. What the hell are you doing taking this contract on with David Johnson? Why are you doing this? And Bill, that's a classic example. Bill was just like, he was so, you can, but that's the point though. You can find running backs.
Yeah.
Motor is one. Like, I'm just not going to be, I don't think it's a smart move to just
even
pay a bunch
Josh
of
Jacobs.
Money for a running back. Well, it's different with a quarterback with a rookie contract. You can do things and not, as long as it's not preventing you from doing something else important. Would you rather have Josh Jacobs?
No, priority one is defensive line.
Yeah, that's the priority.
Priority.
And I would say priority two is going to be cornerback.
I wouldn't just, you know, because you don't have
Steven
Nelson anymore.
Is,
yeah.
I mean, unless you re-sign him, I'd say priority two is cornerback. And I wouldn't mind having, hey, you need a safety too for Jimmy Ward. Jimmy Ward can't stay on the field. DeAndre Carson Houston ain't it.
No.
He's a backup and special teams player. So you need a safety. Jimmy Ward, you can't trust staying healthy. So you need a safety, you need a corner, you need a defensive tackle, you may need rush, you may need tight end, we'll find out, and you may need running back. So, and I would argue that you definitely need wide receiver. I mean, we're talking, I just got to 7 needs. Now, free agency, I think, could wipe out as many as 3. You could still have 4 needs going into draft day. And that's why I think it's maybe not a terrible idea if the Texans move back in the first round. It's not fun for people not to take their pick and move back, but if you're able to pick up another pick in the third round, you may pick up a future starter.
No, absolutely. I'm not opposed to trading down, and Nick Caserio is not a trade to moving up or down. Nick will deal, so we'll find out. That's a long
that
way.
That dude gives away draft picks to move up. Like,
he don't care.
I'd like to see him move back and add another pick.
I'd like to see you go to Chastain Ford, you people out there, Ustedes. I'd like to see y'all go out there for the 1.9% financing for 72 months on 2023 Ford F-150s. You know, Truck Month is still going on. What's the date today? It's in the 20s, right? 22nd? Ford Truck Month is still going on at Chastain Ford. And Truck Month means you get discounted prices. Truck Month means you get 1.9% financing for 72 months on 2023 F-150s. Truck Month means it's the best time in the history of times to buy a truck from Chastain Ford. Period. Exclamation point. This does not get better. Ford Truck Month. Because they got to, they're brand new trucks, yet they're 2023s. So they got to get those off the lots to make room for the 2024s. So they're dealing. People, now, this is it. This is the time. You need a truck. Now is the time. They've got them on the lot ready for you, or you can customize them and order, and you'll still get all that financing and everything else that you're looking for. All at ChastainFord.com. No dealer add-ons, no markups. Best place that you could possibly get your truck on, Chastain Ford on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Or you can do it all online at ChastainFord.com.
ESPN 97.5.com, Tiger Friendly Radio.
And he says, well, obviously you want to watch the guy with the big one. I said, well, you ain't that straight.
Your morning continues on its steep trail towards greatness. And these are your Sherpas, keeping you on the straight and narrow. John and Lance, live in the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, we got a couple of guys that want to get in. Keith is first. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. AT&T's down, but good thing I've got my burner phone, so I'm able to call in the show. Hypothetical trade for the Texans. You know, just assume Singletary's gone. He's a free agent. You make a trade with the Panthers. Obviously, they're in a full rebuild, looking to get some assets. Flip Damian Pierce, who we're not using, Xavier Hutchinson, and Robert Woods with 1 year. Sanders to start a running back. What do you think?
Who did you say?
Yeah, you went out. Your phone went out.
He hung up. I think he was leading up to Miles Sanders.
Oh,
because
okay.
He started with they need a running back. So I'd
Pierce.
Imagine.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, Miles Sanders.
Pierce, Xavier. What's that?
I like Miles.
I wouldn't
Sanders.
Mind that. Yeah. Pierce, Xavier Hutchinson, and who else did he say there?
Robert Woods.
Robert Woods.
Robert Woods doesn't have any value.
That's how NBA trades.
Well, Robert Woods is a money deal.
Yeah.
So they may not want to take that money on, to be honest with you. This isn't a have-to-match situation.
No.
But if you get rid of it, you like it. Maybe you say, hey, y'all need a good leader in there to help Bryce Young. I wouldn't mind that deal. I wouldn't mind that deal. I'd probably do that deal. Keith came with a legitimate, trade. There's another wide receiver who can't get open, and Xavier Hutchinson, who runs a lot of jet sweeps for some reason. For some reason, they loved running him on jet sweeps. I guess because he's bigger. He's not the fastest guy. But they just come through there with the jet sweep and zoom. Give it to Robert. Give it to Xavier Hutchinson, and he had some success with it.
Well, yeah, after Tank went down, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tank was good for that.
He actually did it even when Tank was there, because you wouldn't expect him. You're expecting Tank. You're not expecting Xavier Hutchinson. That's part of the thing is they're not expecting this.
Right.
You know, part of that offense that Bobby Slowick has is he wants to keep you guessing, and he wants to keep you, you know, where you're not sure. That's why the play action is so important. That's why it's so important to run the football, because it opens up so much when you can run the football. Linebackers have to flow wide. They have to flow downhill. Safeties have to wonder if they need to be part of the run game. You can run the football, man. It manipulates the second and third levels, and you can do so much more when you run the football. If you can't run the football, no one shows you that respect. They don't have to bring an extra safety down there to try to stop it. If you run the ball well, you can control a game completely. So it's interesting. Let's get Ryan in here. What's up, Ryan? How are we doing?
Hey, Sports Chalice. So y'all were talking about hockey, and I just can't see how you could compare getting a new hockey team to a nonprofit WNBA team. What y'all's thoughts?
Yeah, Lance did that, and that was silly.
I'm just looking at championships. No, they were supported too. You ever go to a game?
Yeah.
That's good crowds at Toyota Center.
Yeah, they were all right. There was a reason that they went away.
They fell off, though, because they had to go start playing at Energy Arena. That's when everything fell apart.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody stopped. There was still Cheryl Swoops was there, still Tina Thompson. They went to Energy Arena, and it just died.
Yeah.
Completely died.
That's not a place to have a major sporting event. No, that's not what they were. They needed to stay. Well, Les Alexander just said, I'm sorry, we ain't doing this anymore. Even despite the championships, we're not doing it. So, who has the best odds of landing Stephon Diggs?
Is he out on the market?
This season. Well, he's always out on the market, isn't he?
He'd like to be.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know. The thought is with, you know, that he's, you know, he's always unhappy. And we'll see. You know, they have, I guess they have a couple of guys. The Khalil Shakir, I guess they're coming on and they're thinking that he's got a chance to be pretty good. I don't know if Gabe Davis is going to still be around. I think he's a free agent. I'm pretty sure Gabe Davis is a free agent. Whatever. If it's not the Bills, who do you think the favorites are to land Stephon Diggs? I'll figure it out for you. The Texans. The Texans. The Bills.
No.
The Bills are minus 300. The Texans are plus 1,000. The Chiefs are plus 1,000.
Chiefs.
Chiefs make more sense.
Chiefs. He's never going to be. Stephon Diggs is never going to be happy.
What do you give up? This was posed to me last night in the podcast as well, the fan battle. Would you give up your 23rd pick for Brandon Ayuk?
No.
I would. There's no player that's going to you're going to pick at 23 that's as good as Brandon Ayuk.
Well, maybe, because he can actually run beyond. Like Deebo Samuel can only do stuff around the line of scrimmage. Brandon Ayuk can actually run routes a little bit better, intermediate stuff.
Brandon Ayuk is a playmaker.
I don't think I'd give up a first for him.
I would.
You also have to pay him. I'd probably give up. This draft is loaded in the second round with future starters. Loaded.
Well, then you draft in the second round.
And guys who fit. Ricky Pearsall, because then you'd have to play Tank outside. But Roman Wilson, you've got Javon Baker in a third round maybe from UCF, who started at Alabama with great size. Like, there's a lot of Keon Coleman will be in the second round. If you wanted Xavier Worthy, but I can't imagine two guys at 130
My thought
pounds.
Is that you can.
A.D. Mitchell, maybe you, at
my
23.
My thought is there's nobody.
Would you rather have A.D. Mitchell at 6'4", 200 pounds for a rookie contract? Or would you rather have in Younger or Ayuk?
Ayuk. I'd rather have Ayuk. Period. Ayuk's a better player. Ayuk is a bona fide NFL top receiver. No,
not a wide receiver one. No, I would still put him below Nico.
Ooh,
yeah, I know it doesn't feel right to say that, but I'm putting some respect on Nico's name. This was not a fluke. What happened with Nico Collins?
Yeah, well,
he has this talent.
He really
came
up
when he was coming out,
and he came up big.
No,
when Tank went down.
No, he was coming up big before that.
Well,
yeah.
Nico
Collins, go show his numbers. What, did you like what you saw from Nico Collins when he was wide receiver one?
Oh, I really did. I really did. But I also, I saw Brandon
Ayuk. Nico Collins is a legitimate dude.
Brandon Ayuk had 1,342 yards, 7 touchdowns, in an offense that featured the best running back in the game, a tight end.
Look,
another receiver in Deebo. I mean, he got Brandon Ayuk stood out in an offense that had a lot of weapons. He was a major one.
That's fine. Tank Nico had 80 the first game, 146 the second game, 34 against Jacksonville. That was the big Tank game. 168 against Pittsburgh, 39 against Atlanta. Terrible. Maybe CJ's worst game. 80 New Orleans. 30 Carolina, another terrible CJ game. Tampa was 54 and a touchdown. Then he was 65, then 104, 191. And then he, you know, as you meant, there was the two lost. Man, whenever they lost, I mean, you can almost tie directly his performance and losses. If they don't get him the ball, they lose. And then, of course, 80 against Tennessee and then 195 against the Colts. I think he's turning into a legitimate wide receiver. 1B. I'll put him 1B. The offense helps. And the offense helps Ayuk, too. It's the same kind of offensive concept. I like Ayuk. I just think you can go get
Ayuk
somebody else.
Ayuk had very similar numbers. I mean, they're almost – he and Nico are almost identical with yards, touchdowns. Nico has one more. But let's not forget, Nico was the focal point of CJ, especially when Tank went down.
Well, let's not forget,
and
they have no running game.
And you had, I know.
The Texans have no running game.
I know. And so you had to depend mightily on him as opposed to Ayuk, who you had to spread the ball out.
Well, you had to
get
open.
And Ayuk still got his.
But you still have to get open. And safeties are playing back. That's not the case when you deal with when you have Christian McCaffrey, so much more pressure on linebackers, so much more pressure on safeties.
But
it made the job easier. it made the job easier for wide receivers. This is a great offense for wide receivers. Make no mistake about
it.
This is a great.
Here's the thing, though. If you can sign Ayuk to a 3-4-5-year deal or extension or whatever.
Okay, he's making $14 million this year. So he's going to go up to.
Guess what Nico's going to command
after next
year? He's
going to go up to $20 million.
And you may not be able to hold on to Nico. But got that replacement in-house.
Why could you not?
Well, I mean.
You're doing the same thing.
Right, exactly.
Only you're giving.
Are you going to be able to, though? Or will he hit free agency?
Well, why wouldn't you keep your first-round pick and keep Nico? And have Tank.
Well, you don't know that you're going to be able to keep Nico. You don't know that Nico's going to say, I'm going to free agency.
Oh, more than likely he'd take early money. Oh, you can make him a market value. You can give Nico, $17.5 million.
Or his agent
is
going to say, no, we're going to free agency.
Well, yeah, but you're assuming that you can afford Ayuk. Right. You got the same issue with Ayuk. He's literally up for a contract. He's holding you hostage. It's the same issue that you had with you have to have a deal done with him before you would even make a trade, or he has all the leverage. You can't trade a first with him and not keep him.
You do the deal, but you get an extension signed.
You have to have an extension before you
can do
the deal.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And which is dumb if you don't.
But it also is a leverage for his agent.
Absolutely. But, okay, but guess what? He doesn't want to be in San Francisco.
I would just rather have.
He does not want to be there.
I mean, I would rather have Nico and Brian Thomas, just for example, or Nico and Nate Wiggins at corner than opposed to having just Ayuk and then losing Nico because you're basically trading your 23 for one player as opposed to keeping one of your guys and adding another in the draft. That's why I'm just not a fan of it. I think you pay one guy, you ain't paying two wide receivers a total of $40 million. That's not, or $38 million. That's not happening. You're not going to pay two receivers close to $20 million.
So, I don't know why he just doesn't stay put and go get to free agency after this year.
Who?
Ayuk. I mean, he's rumbling. Yeah, his girlfriend put out there. He doesn't want
to
be there.
Oh, he wants to be number one. He's got to deal with Christian McCaffrey.
Well, he was pissed
he's got
at
to
the
deal
Super
with
Bowl
Debo.
That he didn't get to,
and that's another thing. I'm not in love with guys who complain.
They're all divas. Time for you to talk a little QC.
Oh, really? Is Nico Collins a diva? He looks like Michael Bennett.
Wait till his contract comes up.
He ain't going to be a diva. Now, Tank's not going to be a diva, but I think Tank's got a little more pizzazz to him.
So here's the deal. Okay, we'll do it on the other side, but we're way behind. Let's take a break.
What do you want me to talk about?
I want you to talk QC Kinetics.
Oh, good. QC Kinetics helped my wife with her bone-on-bone knee issue. That's pretty much one of the most pressing injuries that you can have. A lot of times it's going to require a knee replacement surgery. Sometimes you have hip replacement. The pain for some people is unbearable. They have to get steroid shots every 3 to 4 months. You can really only have them every 4 months. You can't have more than 3 in a year, or it causes more degeneration. You manage it with pain pills. You start waiting for your surgery. You're not active anymore. There's so many problems that go into it. And I'm just telling you now, when it comes to my friends over at QC Kinetics, what they do is they take the body's healing power and they supercharge it. They put it back into the joint. But they also do stem cell stuff, which can be huge at recreating and regenerating cartilage if you still have some cartilage left. And that's one of the things they did with her. She regained mobility enough to train for that marathon in Berlin and ran a marathon with a bone-on-bone knee issue. It was unbelievable, and that's the kind of thing that pro athletes have been using this technology forever, the regenerative medicine, because it's actually better than what the standard medicine is. It's all natural, and it actually works better. It regenerates and restores missing and damaged tissue, and now it's available for the general public. You have 4 locations here in Houston. Doesn't make any sense not to go in and get a free consultation with QC Kinetics. That's QCKinetics.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Twin Flames.
None of it matters because you're his twin flame and this is your union.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Did you see this? I'm looking through Todd McShay's
reel.
It's not real, is it?
Yeah. It's Tony the Iowa Hawkeye. I know. Man. It's some of his best work because it looks real.
It does look real. I'm looking through. I went to Todd McShay's timeline to see if it was anywhere there.
Yes. It's embarrassing that I actually went.
We can't trust Tony. That's why.
He's a graphic artist.
Yeah.
Because this looks real. It says Cooper DeJean, who's a white cornerback. We're kind of taking over the cornerback scene. Riley Moss, Cooper DeJean, that one white guy from Miami who played a couple of snaps.
Cooper DeJean should be lucky.
Do you want running backs like, I don't know, Christian McCaffrey, Cody Schrader from Missouri, Tyler Dylan Lauby from New Hampshire? The white running back, I don't want to say it's taken over the league, but it's now a league full of black quarterbacks and white cornerbacks. This is progress.
Yeah.
This is progress. White corners and running backs, white slot receivers, black quarterbacks, could probably use a few more black kickers and punters, long snappers. Long snapping is pretty much the
racism.
I'm just telling you, it's a pudgy white man's game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I see all the long snappers that are drafted where I'm like, huh.
Yeah. No, there is racism. There's a lot of racism going on
in the long snapper world. And he put Cooper DeJean is privately telling teams he doesn't want to go to Houston because of the way fellow Hawkeye Christian Kirksey was made a scapegoat by Houston
Christian
media.
Christian Kirksey was the face of ineffectual free agency that Nick Caserio was going through the first couple of years. I mean, it was just Christian Kirksey was the face of it. That's right. Well, guess what? Cooper, stay in Iowa. Okay, don't come here. We're doing you a favor.
It's a fake tweet. It's not real.
If we get Cooper DeJean, we're doing him a favor bringing in a white cornerback here, okay? We're doing you a solid. Cooper DeJean, stop already. That you're not going to come to Houston. Jerk, Tony. 713-780-3776.
I had another
I'm getting all worked up about a fake tweet.
I know. I had another former NFL guy reach out and say, love that you put Neighbors as wide receiver one. To me, his ability to separate after his run, his separate and his run after is the difference over Marvin Harrison Jr. This is going to be, I'm telling you, this is what you're going to start seeing next. I put it out there and people got Malik Neighbors, the wide receiver from LSU, is my top player in the draft. And the fact that I have him over Marvin Harrison. When I put Jaden Daniels over Drake May, how could you? Now you're seeing more of that. You're going to start seeing more of Malik Neighbors. He's going to run into 4.3s at the combine. And you're going to start seeing, trust me, the LSU wide receiver is going to start to, people are going to find out that this is not an automatic Marvin Harrison Jr. draft like people thought. I know that's really just a general draft thing because we don't have to worry about, well, I'd like another wide receiver. I'm not going to lie. I personally don't think I'd draft a wide receiver at 23. You know, I mentioned the fact that I wouldn't mind having a wide receiver there, but I think I'd, because it's so packed in the second round, I think I'd rather trade back into the second, pick up an extra pick, and draft, you know, defensive tackle, cornerback, wide receiver with my next two picks. You know, two of those three positions, I'd rather do it that way. And maybe try to pick up an extra third or an extra second. But if I had to draft, I'd go best available corner, pass rush, wide receiver. Honestly, I'm not even opposed to looking at a tackle. For me personally, I would be willing to look at a tackle that you think might be able to play guard for a year or two until you get rid of, well, here's what I mean, left guard. They're not going to do this because I think they want to give Kenyon Green a chance.
Yeah.
But Juice needs to be the center, and you need to have a real guard.
But you got Juice, and you got Patterson, you got Questenberry, I mean, that you can bring back. I mean, there's a lot of dollars. You can't waste,
I'd like for it to be the best it can be.
You can't waste that pick on an offensive lineman.
That's not a wasted pick. You've got to be able to run the football and protect the quarterback. And you know what? Honestly, you know what a wasted – I don't say it's a wasted pick, but you should have never given that contract to Titus Howard. That was a dumb contract. I warned you. You didn't want to listen to me because I'm just some radio guy who just sits around here and goes downstairs and gets lunch at 10 o'clock.
How is it?
The conservatory? Pricey.
It is.
Yeah.
It looks nice.
It's good. It's nice.
It's nice.
It's nice. Got the flatbread pizza. The flatbread, it's good.
Yeah.
You like it. Just get ready to play about 15 plus for anything you're getting.
Yeah.
That's where you're starting.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the jump off spot.
But it looks nice. They did a nice job. It took about, I don't know, six years to build it.
Yeah, the food hall downstairs where it used to be, the Roxy. But anyway, I'm a fan of getting good football players. I don't worry as much about, you know, I don't know. I think the Texans are in a pretty good spot. It's just they're in kind of a little bit of a weird spot because there's not really a defensive tackle fit to me. Johnny Newton, I'm not taking him at 23 from Illinois. And so I'm not really sure. Maybe there's a cornerback, but I don't know that Kool-Aid McKinstry's okay. He's good. I mean, he's solid. He's solid. He's not going to make a lot of plays on the football. Tyrion Arnold will be gone. I wouldn't mind Nate Wiggins, but he's not a real tough guy when it comes to supporting the run. So, and Steven Nelson will get after it a little bit. But I tell you, our Texans, the way their needs are and the way this draft shakes out, it's actually not bad. If Nick can maneuver around, I don't want to see him give up draft picks to move up anymore. Don't do that in the first three rounds. Let's add a pick. Let's add a pick so you don't get stuck in this. You know, if you could have more draft picks and could actually bolster your depth as opposed to having to continue to do one-year free agent deals, don't get stuck in that one-year free agent deal trap because then you can't get compensatory picks for your guys who leave. By getting compensatory picks, when you let more leave than you sign, and if they're good enough to get decent contracts, you got a chance to add a fourth-round pick here, a fifth-round pick. Grenard might be able to get you a third-round pick. So that's how you build out your roster. Or you have maneuverability. You end up with 11 picks in a year, and you have a chance to move, you know, up to go get players you like then. You don't want to just trade away. You got 7 picks, and you're trading away 3 of them to move up and get Garrett Wallow. That was dumb.
Yeah. All right. Well, we could talk about that on the other side because interesting stuff. And again, I did a podcast last night. Just all Texans. And are we in win now mode? That's what we'll talk about on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about Robin over Houston Powder Coaters. She's awesome. She's going to let you know. And we talked about the steel in your patio furniture, right? The steel 10 years ago, the steel in your patio furniture was great, which is why that's the patio furniture that you need to keep. 5 years ago, it was okay. Now, steel's not great. It's just not great. It's not going to last as long. The steel is just not as good. So you want to keep that patio furniture that you had, but it's getting shoddy. It's all shungat. You need straps. You need slings. The steel is maybe bending a little. Whatever the case may be, you send her a picture, and Robin can tell you, well, we can fix that. They can paint it. They can coat it. They can make it look brand new again, and they'll make it look great. They can make it look like your team's colors. You love the Astros. You love the Rockets. You love the Longhorns, the Aggies, whatever the case is. You love those teams. Make your patio furniture those colors. You can do it. Or your wheels, lift kits, bumpers, your boat parts, whatever it is. You've got it at Houston Powder Coaters. Free pickup and delivery. Houston Powder Coaters. You're going to talk to Robin. You're going to love dealing with her. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888. Tell her you heard it right here.
ESPN, 97.5 on Twitch. Oh, it's you people.
Tired of being the trail donkeys, acting like you some one-man GPS.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.